Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I want to light up underneath the no smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, 'cause I'm doing alright. You can take your change on down the road and leave me here with mine. 'Cause that ain't my America, that ain't this country.
That's right, that ain't my America, that ain't this country's roots. This is Bill Turner, Chairman, Conservative Party, Washington, and welcome to my world. Glad you're with me today. And if you're listening to the recorded version of the show, I'm glad you're listening after the fact when it's convenient for you. Welcome aboard. We're going to talk today about a lot of different things, but we're going to talk about liberty and freedom and how you can get involved in what's going on in America. We need your help, folks. Let's face it. The GOP has turned their backs on us. They've given up the conservative message. They are the flip side of the Democratic Party. They're on the same coin. Heads you lose, tails you lose. Doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. You need to join the Conservative Party. If you go to conservativepartywa.org and join, you can help us nationwide elect the most conservative candidates. And it doesn't matter if they are Conservative Party candidates or GOP candidates, you can help us. Now, I told you that today we were going to talk about April 19th and why it is important and why we must celebrate it. And I also told you that we had a big announcement here at the Conservative Party Washington. And we do. Hope you're sitting down. We're currently drafting language that will be submitted to the Attorney General's office in the state of Washington. And from there, it will be sent on to the Secretary of State's office for final resolution and issuing of a number, because we intend to have a ballot initiative after we gather the signatures to get it on the ballot to ban Sharia law in the state of Washington. Yes, that is our announcement. A press release will be going out to accompany the draft language that will go to the Attorney General, because American laws belong in American courts. The Constitution is the law of the land, and Sharia law is not compatible with the Constitution. So Sharia law needs to be banned in the state of Washington. That's just the way the mop flops. And Sharia law needs to be banned across the United States. If you do not live in the state of Washington, where I happen to be chairman of the Conservative Party, that's all right. Just go to conservativepartywa.org and join the Conservative Party. It will direct you to your state. Join in your state and help get a Sharia law ban in all 50 states. It's time to push back before the United States turns into what Europe has become. If you live in the state of Washington, go to Conservative Party, WA.org, and help us. Volunteer. Email me at BillTurner@cp-usa.org and volunteer to help us gather signatures to get this initiative on the ballot. That's the first step. We here at party headquarters can handle drafting the legislation and pushing it through the AG's and Secretary of State's office. But after that, we're going to need bodies. We're going to need boots on the ground. We're going to need activists, not keyboard warriors, but people willing to go out and collect signatures and do the hard work, people to get physical, and ensure that we can ban Sharia law in the state of Washington. We have to get it on the ballot. Once it's on the ballot, then we go about articulating why it is important to ban Sharia law. And we articulate it to the voters, but we must get it on the ballot first. So we need your help. You can volunteer by emailing me, BillTurner@cp-usa.org, or simply going to conservativepartywa.org and joining the Conservative Party in your state or the Conservative Party in Washington, if you live in Washington, and let's get physical. Now, folks, the chat room's open. You're welcome to join it. The call-in number for today is 347-857-1197. And if you're liberal, progressive, socialist, Marxist, or Muslim and disagree with this, you can call in at our hotline at 347-857-1197. Now let's get back to April 19th and why it is a day that must be celebrated, not just in the state of Washington, but nationally. It is a day that we cannot let pass without mass celebrations and demonstrations in the streets. Waving the U.S. flags, our Gadsden flags, and shouting down tyranny wherever we may find it. April 19th is a significant day in the history of the United States of America, and it needs to be forged into a day of victory over tyranny year after year after year. Many things have occurred on the 19th of April. On April 19th, 1775, the farmers and villagers of Lexington and Concord stood against tyranny of the British military and set us on the path to freedom. On April 19th, 1943, a small group of Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto, armed with a few dozen firearms and almost no experience in their use, stood up to the Nazis rather than submit to their final solution. Those bold freedom fighters held off the SS troops for weeks before they were defeated. On April 19th, 1993, Bill Clinton, Janet Reno and the U.S. government declared war on people of the United States. They sent an army of armed, militarized troops against an unapproved religion. Clinton and Reno killed more than 80 people with fire, poisonous gas, and gunfire. Among the dead were at least 24 children, and all of this was for the alleged crime of failing to pay some federal taxes on a few firearms. On April 19, 1995, the first Islamic attack against America was carried out in the U.S. in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, using an alleged angry ex-soldier, a.k.a. a lily white or undetectable non-Muslim, Timothy McVeigh and his partner Nichols, and an unknown jihadist, enabling the government to enact stricter limitations upon the American people stealing their liberty. In Massachusetts, April 19th is still celebrated as Patriots Day, a day that should be celebrated nationwide. In the United States of America, we as a free people should actively celebrate this day and make it a day of celebration, a day of liberty. Hold impeach Obama rallies. Get together the patriot groups in your area. Do not dwell on the differences in your agenda, but rather rally around the common things that we can agree on, such as the Constitution. Hold impeach Obama rallies. Hold arrest Hillary rallies. Make personal resolutions to never surrender to tyranny. Write letters to the editor of your local paper. Join the Conservative Party USA and the Conservative Party in your state. And stop calling yourself an activist if you use Twitter and Facebook solely. Activism requires activity. If Twitter and Facebook worked, they would be illegal. You need to put down the keyboard, step away from the computer, and get physical. Politics is a contact sport. You have to contact people face to face. Boots on the ground. You got to knock on doors. You got to get on street corners with signs. I don't know how many times I've stood on street corners with signs that said, Obama loves America like OJ loved Nicole. It is a conversation starter. Trust me. You got to get out there. Use a dry erase board. Be green. That way you can use it time and time again. Open carry if the laws in your state and area allow it. Go to an Abolish the Alphabet Agencies rally. Get rid of the NSA, EPA, IRS, and DOE. Both of them. It's time to get off your couch and get in the streets. Our founders went to war over a tax on a breakfast beverage, and it wasn't even coffee. If you believe that posting on Twitter and Facebook is activism, that it's changing anything, you're wrong. If they changed the thing, they would be illegal. Throwing a Molotov cocktail through a window is illegal because it's effective and creates change. The government should fear the people. The people should not fear the government. It is time to flip the perspective and make the politicians feel the heat. Congress has demonstrated for decades that it is, as P.J. O'Rourke said, a parliament of whores. The whores must go. Integrity must return. We must become the people our founders thought we should be. Like it or not, that is our calling. It is our duty. It is our obligation. We have no other choice. We must be the masters of our own universe, create our own destiny, and we must abide by the laws. Congress, the president, and the courts have violated the law of the land, the Constitution. In so doing, they have broken the bond with the people. They have become lawless, unregulated, and unworthy. They, according to the law of the land, govern at our discretion. I no longer grant the government permission to govern over me. If the government does not obey the Constitution, does not follow the laws, does not keep up the contract that they have with we the people, the Constitution, then all three branches of the government must be cleaned out, and replaced with honest, upstanding people who will abide by the rule of law. The winds of change are blowing. People have no restrictions upon us anymore. There's nothing keeping us from rallying in Washington, D.C. and demanding that every one of those unconstitutional scumbags, no offense to actual bags of scum, get out of the people's house. Get out of our court system, out of SCOTUS. POTUS and FLOTUS can take a ride to Hawaii. I think it's a city in Kenya. And all of Congress can step out with a couple of exceptions. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. And we can force them out of the people's house because, well, frankly, they have violated the contract with the people, the one thing that kept us as a civil society, the Constitution. And we are no longer obligated to abide by the rule of law, because the rule of law has, frankly, disappeared and been violated by the government. And for those of you that are listening from any of the alphabet agencies, I want to remind you of a quote by Thoreau. The state is not armed with superior wit or honesty, but with superior physical strength. I was not born to be forced. I will breathe free air after my own fashion. Let us see who is the strongest. That's my way of letting you know I'm going to live free no matter where you put me. And folks, remember, the difference between a democracy and a dictatorship is that in a democracy, you vote first and take orders later. In a dictatorship, you don't have to waste time voting. We've pretty much swung towards that dictatorship portion. And we're there where we no longer have to waste time with the voting. Obama just issues executive orders, and Congress says, oh, yay, great one. And it doesn't matter what party you're in. I want to remind you of the words of President Lincoln. This country, with its institutions, belongs to the people who inhabit it. Whenever they shall grow weary of the existing government, they can exercise their constitutional right of amending it, or their revolutionary right to dismember it or overthrow it. So, folks, it's time to either get behind the Liberty Amendment as written by Mark Levin and push for a constitutional Fifth Article 5 convention and make changes to the Constitution and push for our freedom in that manner, or it is time to do what we need to do to begin anew with a government under the Constitution by and for the people, because we are obligated to stand for one another and to live free, to breathe free air. And to take care of our brothers and sisters among us. Once again, I want to remind you that the Conservative Party Washington is going to push for a ban on Sharia law in the state of Washington, and we need your help. We need volunteers. We need folks that will help us get signatures on the ballot and or get signatures on the initiative so we can get it on the ballot. We need your help. We are in troubled times. And I'd like for you to join me in prayer as we close out today's show. We have a few minutes left. We haven't had any callers, so I'm guessing that no one either wants to call in and go, yay, because I've been a little revolutionary and, well, they're a little skittish, or nobody wants to call in and argue with me because, well, I can sometimes be a little intimidating. So, Heavenly Father, please guide us through these troubled times. For those of your children that are Christian warriors, please protect them and give them strength and wisdom to soldier on, leading when needed and following when not. For those who have faith but lack the courage to be a Christian warrior, please, Lord, inspire them to find within themselves the ability to stand, to be counted, and to be taught the ways of the warrior by your children that possess such skill. Our enemies are your enemies. Those who hate us are those who hate you. And as the children of a loving God, it is often difficult for some to find their warrior way. They are not weak, just not tempered in the realm of battle. However, as we enter the days before the war for liberty, freedom, and God, we are faced with a legion of enemies, a host of evil and wickedness, some of which has taken the form of the shepherd seeking to lead us to safety, while stripping from us the God-given rights and liberties that we've been granted, while others seek only to inflict harm upon us, to break us and quiet us, as they have for decades, and still others seek to crush us, kill us, or convert us to their evil ways. Cowardice comes in many forms, Heavenly Father, and often it is sheltered in the guise of tolerance. Lord, please help your children understand that tolerance is for people with no values, and that the enemies of freedom, liberty, and a Christian way of life are the progressives, liberals, and Muslims who seek to do us and America harm. Lord, please bind us together, forge us into an unstoppable force, and give us the will to crush those who hate us, breaking their will and sending them fleeing back to the shadows of hell from whence they came, so that we may return to a free, liberated, openly Christian people without the threat of violence upon us. As we soldier on, guide our hands, and let us be as the striking hammer of God, the flaming sword of liberty and the armor of freedom against those who would do us harm. In Jesus' name, amen. Folks, I want to play you out, and I want you to remember, we need your help with our anti-Sharia ban. So please, volunteer. You can do so at conservativepartywa.org. Thank you. God bless.
Some have said down through history, if you last, it's a mystery. But I guess they don't know what they're talking about. From the mountains down to the sea, you've become such a habit with me. America, America. Well, I come from down round Tennessee, but the people in California are nice to me. America. It don't matter where I may roam, tell you people that it's home sweet home. America, America. And my brothers are all black and white, yellow too. And the red man is right to expect.